This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
6:11 on this Friday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 880.5, down 5.5. March wheat trading at 891.5, down 5.5. December corn trading at 770.25, down 3. March corn trading at 769.5, down 3.75. November soybeans now trading at 1533, down 15.5. January beans trading at 1533, down 15.5. In overnight markets, the crude oil market 9 cents higher at 92.16. The Brent crude 69 cents lower at 115.02. The December gold contract 70 cents lower at $1,769.90. The U.S. dollar index 0.184 lower at 79.591. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 886, up 16.25. March wheat ended at 897, up 16. May wheat ended at 897.75, up 16.25. December corn yesterday ended at 773.25, up 36.5. March corn ended at 773.25, up 35.5. May corn ended at 767.75, up 35.25. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1548.5, up 25.25. January beans ended at 1548.5, up 24.75. March beans ended at 1520.75, up 33.5. October soybean meal yesterday ended at 482.70, up 126. December meal 472.20, up 96. January meal ended at 467.80, up 91. October soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.88, up 71. December oil 51.33, up 70. January oil 51.71, up 71. December oats yesterday ended at 388.5, up a nickel. And March oats ended at 391.5, up 4.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher on Thursday afternoon. Stronger corn futures helped to pull soybeans and wheat higher. A lower-than-expected corn carryout figure fueled today's rally in the futures market. While the U.S. corn production was estimated to be 10.70 billion bushel in the USDA's report, the carryout figure was lowered to just 619 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 37 cents higher at 750 to 763. Soybeans were up 26 to 27 cents at 1517 to 1529. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 35 to 37 cents stronger at 762 to 776, and soybeans advanced 25 to 27 cents at 1530 to 1540. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 35 to 36 cents at 769 to 785. Soybeans gained 20 to 28 cents at 1523 to 1549, while the wheat bids were mostly 15 to 16 higher at 850 to 866. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 25 to 27 cents, ranging from 1558 to 1563, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 10 to 15 over November. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ended $9.60 higher per ton, ranging from 480.20 to 487.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 36 cents, ranging from 778 to 788, with basis steady at 5 to 15 over December. And dried distiller grains ended steady today, ranging from 265 to 290 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 33 to 36 cents stronger at 760 to 765, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 13 to 8 under December. Soybean bids ended 23 to 24 cents stronger at 1547 to 1548, with basis down 1 to 2 at 1 under to option the November. And the wheat bids for July 13 delivery, they ended 15 cents higher at 827 to 831, with basis steady at 34 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 36 to 37 cents stronger at 734 to 773. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 21 to 26 cents with quotations at 1555 to 1563. Soft red winter wheat gained 36 cents at 863 to 864, while the Milo ended 57 cents higher at 743 to 744. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivered corn bids range from 755 to 770. January soybean bids at 1518 to 1536. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 767 to 789, while the soybean bids for January ended at 1541 to 1556. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 782 to 803, January soybean bids at 1533 to 1563, and the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 812 up to 838. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs ended at 82.32, down a quarter. December hogs ended at 77.50, down 60. February hogs, 84.12, up 27. October cattle yesterday ended at 124.60, down 32. December cattle, 125.92, down 65. February cattle, 129.70, down 37. October feeder cattle yesterday, 142.75, down 197. November feeders, 143.80, down 290. January feeders, $146.37, limit down $3. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Well, this is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Thursday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,613 head today. They're trading 8 cents lower from $77.01 to $80 with a weighted average of $78.66. And in Illinois today, there was 11,962 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was up $1.04 today at $87.69. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded steady to $2 higher with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 32 to 34, 4 to 5 weights from 33 to $36, and over 500 pounds from 35 to 40. Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady again today from $54 to $58. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, hogs are at 434,000 on the day. That's up 3,000 from last week and up 6,000 from a year ago. Cattle are at 120,000 on the day. That's unchanged from last week and down 6,000 from the same time last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 184 fabricated loads and 59 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up 33 cents at $1.9131, while selects were up 40 cents at $1.7732, leaving the choice select spread at $14 even. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville on Wednesday, they had 525 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to a dollar higher, and there was a special feeder cattle auction, and those feeders sold 3 to 5 higher. Choice steers from $1.19.5 to $1.25, choice heifers from $1.19.5 to $1.23.50. In the feeder cattle division, you had feeder steers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights from $1.75 to $1.77, 4 to 5 weights from $1.61 to $1.75, and 6 to 7 weights from $1.44 to $1.55.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights from $1.41 to $1.52, 4 to 5 weights from $1.45.5 to $1.65, and 6 to 6 and a quarter weights at $1.40.5 to $1.43. At the Walnut Livestock Auction, the opening report for Thursday, they estimate 243 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are mostly $2 higher. Choice steers from $1.18.5 to $1.24.25, choice Holsteins from $1.950 to $1.14.5, and choice heifers from $1.17.5 to $1.22. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.93 unchanged. For block cheese, $2.10 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $2.06 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.12. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.57. For November, $7.61. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.57. For November, $7.59. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.43. For November, $15.55. And wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.34. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.57, corn at Scottville, $7.57, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.43, wheat at Scottville, $8.34. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 60s. We will have east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight becoming cloudy, the low about 50 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, windy and warmer, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower on Tuesday, low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. We have cloudy skies, 44 degrees on this Friday morning. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hi, this is Dennis Yoakley with Roger Jennings in Hillsboro, announcing a pre-owned Impala sale. Yes, one of America's favorite family cars on sale now. We have in stock ready for immediate delivery 15 of these beauties, models from 2008 through 2012, starting at $10,900. There's nothing scary about this sale, but it positively ends October 31st, so hurry in for the best selection. If you'd like to preview the best inventory in Central Illinois, just go to www.rogerjenningsinc.com.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive. Thursday, the United States Department of Agriculture released their monthly crop production report. The national average corn yield was reduced almost a full bushel to 122 bushel per acre. The soybean estimate was raised about 2.5 bushel per acre to 37.8 bushel. We talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, and he drew these conclusions about the corn market.
Well, it basically showed a small crop getting smaller on the corn side, and it showed the soybean crop bouncing back, reflecting those late season rains. So what can we draw from that conclusion? Well, if you look back to 1993, anytime USDA has lowered the corn yield in the October report, they've done so 6 times. In each of those 6 years, they have lowered it even further by the final number that comes out in January by an average of 3.3 bushels per acre. I don't expect the downward adjustment to be that much this year since we were much further along in the harvest, but it does suggest we'll probably see another drop in yield. It did increase its corn planted acreage a little bit and this harvested acreage a little bit. I still have a problem with the harvested acreage number. I think it may be several million bushels too high yet. All said and done, we could be looking at a crop that's still 400 or 500 million bushels below where USDA is currently projecting.
Why do you think that those harvested numbers will be different?
Well, a couple reasons. First of all, if you look back at past years with major droughts, 1988, 1983, we would harvest between 88 and 86 percent of planted acreage. This year, USDA has us at about 90.5 percent of the harvested acreage. That's just about 1% below what's the normal for the last 10 years. And when you look at the amount of abandoned acres we heard from farmers this year, yes, insurance companies are really hurting, and they were pressing farmers to harvest. Yet, when we would talk to farmers, they said they were chopping more corn than they'd ever chopped, abandoning more corn than they had ever abandoned. Silage chopper sales were really strong this summer. Evidence would seem to suggest it. Plus, Farm Futures did a survey which identified the planted acreage increases in this report, nailed it, but the harvested acreage on corn producers told Farm Futures a little under 84 million acres, which is well below where USDA is at. So the evidence would all seem to suggest that harvested acreage is well below where USDA is currently at.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress and condition report Tuesday. Chief Crop Statistician Brad Schwab has this week's report for the state of Illinois.
Corn and soybean harvest continued last week across the state with a few delays being reported due to widespread light rains. Cooler temperatures prevailed with a statewide average of 53 degrees, which was 5.4 degrees below normal for the 7-day period ending Sunday, October 7th. Precipitation for the week averaged a near-normal 83 one-hundredths of an inch, and topsoil moisture supplies are currently being reported at 17% very short, 33% short, 46% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 33% very short, 40% short, 26% adequate, and 1% surplus. Corn harvest advanced by 9 percentage points to 80% complete. And this compares to only 44% last year and for the 5-year averages. The crop reporting district trailing all others in the state is the Northwestern District, where 56% of the crop has now been harvested. However, this pace is still ahead of normal for this geographic region. Soybean harvest finished the week at 47% complete, compared to 39% a year ago and 42% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the soybean harvest category was the Northeastern District, where 70% is now in the bins. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated in mostly fair condition. Fall seeding of the soft red winter wheat crop advanced to 30%, which compares to 26% 1 year ago and for the 5-year averages, and 4% of the wheat crop has now emerged. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Recently, New York Senator Chuck Schumer said that if no farm bill was passed, consumers could see $6 to $7 per gallon for milk. That is possible, but not likely, according to University of Wisconsin professor Dr. Robert Kropp.
They're right from the standpoint if they do not pass anything for dairy by January 1st. We revert back to the permanent legislation of the 1949 Act, which milk is supported between 75 and 90% of parity. Well, with inflation and everything, January 1st, 75% of parity would be somewhere as $38 to $39 a hundredweight. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they'll let that happen, but that's what they're saying, and by law, that's what would happen, but I don't think it will.
Dr. Kropp says reduced milk production because of the drought and reduction in cow numbers have been the primary reason for a rise in milk prices paid to farmers and at the grocery store. The economic situation facing pork producers is very serious. Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer says that is driven by increased costs.
There's been some adjustments made. We brought pigs to market earlier because those last few pounds of gain have cost so much, and that has put a lot of pressure on hog prices over the last 6 to 8 weeks. I think those are going to moderate some as we go through the end of the year, but still large losses for the fall. Some reduction in the breeding herd by March and some improvements next year, but it's all really going to depend to get out of this red ink situation. It's going to depend on what next year's crop looks like.
Pork producers are being encouraged to do everything possible to manage costs.
You got to do all the things that I think most producers are doing every day, and you got to do them in spades right now. You got to make sure your feeders are adjusted. You got to check those balancing of rations. You probably need to be shipping pigs earlier. The last few pounds are probably not worth it at this point, so get those hogs marketed earlier. You need to watch your sow condition and make sure you don't have any sows for sure that are body condition 5, and preferably you're probably not going to have many 4s at this point, just to save feed. You're going to have to do all you can to do that and make sure your buildings are properly winterized so that the environments are there. You got to have efficient production. You need to sit down with your banker and make sure your finances can stand what you're facing for the next 12 months and probably put in some risk mitigation kind of strategies that will help that.
Regarding trade, Mr. Meyer says China will remain a key player for the U.S. pork industry. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he would push for the completion of the Farm Bill. This comes from a 16-page paper on agricultural policy released Tuesday. The paper does not go into details on Farm Bill policies, but the Romney campaign says his vision for a vibrant rural America would include reasonable taxes, expanding access to international markets, rational regulation, and energy independence. Japan's health ministry could receive approval for relaxing the age limit on U.S. beef from the nation's Food Safety Commission as early as this month. Japan intends to move the age limit from 20 months to 30 months next year. A spokesperson at the ministry's food safety department says the limit could be further relaxed to 6 years, but did not give a time frame for that change. The director at the International Animal Health Affairs Office of the Agriculture Ministry says they believe the safety of beef is ensured by eliminating risk materials from the meat rather than limiting the age of the cattle. New analysis commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Association and conducted by the Cardno-Entrix shows that waiving the renewable fuel standard in 2013 could actually lead to higher net feeding costs for livestock and poultry producers. According to the study, if a waived reduced biofuel output, trivial corn price reductions would be partially or fully offset by increased prices or other feed ingredients like distillers grain and soybean meal. The U.S. ethanol industry produced 40 to 42 million tons of animal feed in 2011, and increased production of biodiesel from soybean oil has facilitated growth in soybean meal production. According to the study, if a waiver reduced production of ethanol and biodiesel, it would also reduce the available supply of DDGS and soybean meal, leading to higher prices for those key feed ingredients. Prices over the past 2 months for corn and the past month for soybeans appear to be in the classic short crop long tail pattern, where prices peak early in a year of sharply lower production and then decline in the post-harvest period as the small supplies get rationed and production rebounds in the following year, according to University of Illinois agricultural economist Darrell Good. The number of natural disasters per year has been rising dramatically on all continents since 1980. but most notably in North America, where countries have been battered by hurricanes, tornadoes, flood, heat, and drought. When leaders of Jabot High School in Waterloo agreed to start an agriculture program for the 2012-2013 school year, they knew there was a group of students likely to be interested, but Principal Russ Hart had no idea the program would grow so quickly. The 20 spots available will likely grow to twice as many next year. Dean Dittmar, program advisor for the Illinois Agricultural Education, says Jabot's effort is the largest agricultural program at a private high school in the state of Illinois. Earlier this week, we asked folks to email us with entries for the pork certificate giveaway. Here are the five winners. These following folks will receive $20 worth of pork certificates. They are already in the mail. They should be receiving them shortly. Congratulations to April Blevins of Fillmore, Tom Rowland of Nokomis, Nancy Tassetti of Nokomis, Ruline Kucher of Raymond, and Eric Smoot of Hillsboro. Those are the winners of $20 worth of pork certificates from the Central Illinois Pork Producers and from WSMI Radio. And we thank the pork producers for those certificates as we celebrate October Pork Month here in Illinois. Once again, our winners, Nancy Tassetti of Nokomis, Eric Smoot of Hillsboro, Ruline Kucher of Raymond, April Blevins of Fillmore, and Tom Rowland of Nokomis. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 879 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. March wheat trading at 890 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. December corn trading at 769, down 4 1/4. March corn trading at 768 and a quarter, down a nickel. November beans trading at 1534 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. January beans trading at 1534, down 14 and 1/2. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.